Church family, it's nice to see you tonight on this Thanksgiving Eve. I'll have to come over here. Hello, Facebook family. We welcome you online tonight if you're joining us. If you don't have anything at the moment, go prepare it, some type of communion if you have some bread and some juice. Listen, it's about taking communion with what you have. It's just applying it to your body, applying the principles. So go, you have permission now, go get some communion prepared as we partake of it tonight. Amen. Pastor Chris wants to let you know that if you are joining us online, make sure you send a heart or a like, even a comment. Amen. We know that way you are receiving the word. Amen. Because there are so many that join us online. And it's nice to know that you're out there and you're listening and still participating. We love you, Facebook family.
Yes, send us your prayer request if
there
you have
so
any.
There are so many that are part of our body that we haven't seen, but you are still connected spiritually. And we love you. We wish you and your families a happy Thanksgiving. And all of us tonight that are here in body and here in present, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
we love you all. We just pray the fruits of the Spirit over you, the love, the
yes.
joy, the health, the peace, the long-suffering, just the fruit of God's Spirit upon us. Health speaks, comes to mind. We got to appropriate that to us.
Yes.
Every morning when we get up, we say, God, bless me today with much health, hallelujah, with joy, with peace, with love, amen. We've been declaring November, the month of thankfulness, hallelujah. So we have just a few more opportunities to give for the rest of this month, amen. So if you have something extra tonight, give it, hallelujah, because I know you will be blessed, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And those of you online, you still have time to bring in a Thanksgiving offering if you want to drop it off in our mail slot. Just write on there, thankful offering. We already appropriated. We are doing much here at Family Worship Center in our building. We have all kinds of projects going on, so it will be used for in-house and in-building.
Amen. You can't outgive God.
Amen. Amen. Just one other announcement. Friday, December 4th. That's the first Friday in December at 6:30. Pastor Chris will be doing his Going Deeper Bible study. So it's just a Bible study, getting into the Word. All are welcome. It'll be here in the sanctuary. You can wear your masks and social distance. Bring your Bibles and a notebook. That is on Friday, December 4th. Amen. So Pastor Chris.
Is that it? No, wait, we're not done. We're not done. We are here tonight to honor the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless and be thankful. But here, I'm going to brag right now because I'm thankful for 30 years. Come on, amen. 30 years. I have been married to my dream girl, to my best friend, and I love her with all my heart. I'm thankful for you. I am honored to be your husband.
I love you too.
And I'm blessed. You know, I'm thankful. So we just love you. We want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. She's 40 this year. 40. Yeah.
And holding, and holding, and holding.
Amen. So we just want to just thank you, appreciate you so much for how much you mean to us. And amen. Let's worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I hope you're ready to worship God tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy.
We're choosing celebration, breaking into freedom. You're the song. You're the song of us. We cast aside our shadows. Trust you with our sorrows. You're the song, you're the song of us. We're dancing to the rhythm of your heart. We're rising from the ashes to the stars. You're the joy, joy, joy. Lighting my soul, joy, joy. know the joy, 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 guiding my soul. This joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. You're the joy. You're the joy, 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 guiding my soul.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, praise God. I want to welcome everyone tonight. Oh, just keep on worshiping. Keep on worshiping.
I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna.
what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Turn it.
Your praise will never be on my lips. What you've done, God. Lord, I thank you.
I thank you. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah! Come on, shout if he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of praise. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. He is worthy of the highest praise. He is worthy of the highest praise. Sometimes I think to myself, God, I don't thank you enough. He's so unappreciated in a sense where that everything that exists is because of him. It's because of him. It's not because of my job. It's not because of all the things around me that superficially might make me happy, but it's because of him. Hallelujah. He is the joy that the angels heralded. It says, unto you, hallelujah, a child, hallelujah, is given. Unto you the joy, the joy, the joy of the whole earth. Hallelujah. That, you know what I want you to know? That we find this joy in Jesus Christ. We find it in nothing else. He brings me joy. Hallelujah. There's nothing on the outside. There's nothing that I can buy that temporarily might give me a moment of satisfaction. But there's something eternal that's within me. It's at reach. Tell someone it's at reach. The Bible says the kingdom of God is at hand. I want you to know and understand that you're powerful, you're mighty, and the kingdom of God is within you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It is your might. It is the power that's at hand. It's at hand. It's before you. And it's as easy as worship. It's as easy as giving him thanks. You want to chase the enemy away? Worship God. Hallelujah. You want to turn things around? Worship God. Amen. Come on. It's turning things around. As you were worshiping that song, God's turning it. I'm telling you what, listen, I believe with all my heart that God's creating in the midst, as we hear what God's saying, as we begin to respond to what God's doing, God's turning things on your behalf. I'm telling you, I felt this in 2020, 2021. Is God's going to turn some things. He's going to turn some things. I felt it like I've never felt that. I felt the power of God moving in my heart saying, I desire, if we desire it. He wants the best for you. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to walk in all the fullness that he declares. And he'll turn it for you as we receive, as we open up and let him in. Seek his face diligently. Make him the desire of your heart. My. See, he'll add it unto me. Amen. He'll add it unto me. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless. Thank you, guys. I just came tonight just to be thankful for him, for who he is, and just to glorify him. I just think that this is awesome. I really want this to happen. I want this church. I feel this in my heart that I know that this is what God has begun to really put a focus on my heart about. And I think it's the most powerful thing you'll ever have. And I hope I can share this for a minute with you. Is thankfulness. I want this church to be a church that's overflowing. Tell someone overflowing with thankfulness. I just don't want that. But I want this church, hallelujah, and the people that go to this house to be addicted to thankfulness. You hear me? I'm going to say it again. That you become addicted to thankfulness. Hallelujah. We know how to, come on, to get caught up and tied up in things that we shouldn't. But I'm here to tell you, if you begin to become addicted to thankfulness, hallelujah, you begin to make it part of your life daily, hallelujah, that you begin to thank God, you begin to thank him. Come on, tell someone, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him in all things, through everything that we go through, that we begin to thank him, hallelujah. I believe it's a powerful, powerful understanding that we're going to see this. But I'm going to share something to you. Say the joy of the Lord. Can I tell a joke? I haven't done this for a while. But I feel the anointing on me. So I'm going to tell you a joke. All right? Hallelujah. 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, two turkeys were standing together. And the one turkey looked at the other. He says, I feel like something's going wrong here. I'm not sure what's happening right now. He said, why? What are you feeling? He said, well, I just been unfriended on Facebook by the farmer. Now listen, we're going to be politically correct, so I'm going to say a blonde guy. A blonde man was in the shower, and his wife asked him when he was in the shower, "Did you find the shampoo?" "Yeah." "Well, what's wrong?" He says, "Well," he says, "it's for dry hair, and my hair is already wet." Come on, help me out tonight. Come on. These aren't that bad. Come on, these aren't that bad. Bear with me. Three more, okay? A blonde man calls the hospital. He says, "My wife's having contractions. We're 2 minutes apart." And the doctor asks, "Is it her first child?" He says, "No, it's her husband." Guy was driving. He was drinking. And he was swerving. And he kept missing these trees that were in the middle of the road. And the police pulled him over. And they asked him, pulled up to him, and the guy turned to the police officer and says, "Hey, have you seen these trees in the middle of the road?" He says, "It's your air freshener. They're moving back and forth." Thanks, Kelly. She's getting into these jokes. Oh, how do you like those? All right, I'm done. That's it. I'll tell you what, I want us to be grateful. I want this to be thankful hearts, to have thankful hearts, to be at a place where that we just... I want you to hear this and know that it drives the enemy away. It confuses him. Last week I said this, and I seen this in my heart for the first time, where it says that he sits in the heavenlies and he laughs. And he causes the enemy to be confused. Do you know, understand, when you worship and you begin to declare those songs and you laugh unto God and you declare, because He's turning it. Yes. Right at the end. How's that all right? Is that right at the end? Is that cool? All right. Testimony? Testimony? Hang on. Let me get through this. So he says this. Listen. So I want you to get this, man, that this is the powerful thing, because this thankfulness changes everything. Amen? And that it becomes addictive. Let's look at Colossians 2, 6 through 7. I want you to catch this. This is Colossians 2, 6 and 7. He says, "And therefore receive Christ the Lord, so walk in Him." Say, walk in Him. So when you receive it, that we walk in Him, that we walk in all that He has for us. And it says, and listen to this, I want you to say, though, he says, rooted and built up, say built up, in Him, established in faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. That you abound, say abound, that you let it get beyond you, that you let it get outside of you, that thankfulness that you have in your heart unto God, that we be thankful in everything that we go through. Amen. Do you begin to let it saturate all around you? You let it begin to get into everything. Come on. All your problems, you let the thankfulness, because why? Because you begin to see things, hallelujah. You begin to see things not the way the enemy wants you to see them, hallelujah, but you begin to see them the way that God sees them, and it'll cause you to laugh and cause your enemies to run. Hallelujah. Amen? So I want you to see this. So first, I want you to check out these couple things here in 1 Thessalonians that'll help us. First Thessalonians 5. And there's three things here I just want to share with you just for a minute. It says, this is in verse 5:16. It says, "Rejoice always, evermore." Rejoice, say rejoice. Always. Hallelujah. That we rejoice always. That's what we're called to do. Rejoice always. He says, "Pray without ceasing and in everything." There's three things here I want you to get. Now, let me get through this. "Give thanks, for this is the will of God, Christ Jesus," concerning who? Concerning you. Now, let me go there here real quick. I just want to end with this bottom part. He says, "For this is the will." Say, "This is the will." So many times in life, we get so caught up that I know when I first got saved that I wanted to know the will of God for my life. Am I going to be a preacher? Am I going to be a youth leader? Come on, you hear me? We get this thing that we want to know the will of God. Am I a missionary? Am I a teacher? Whatever those things are, what is God's will for me to do that I need to do? But I want you to know something. God's more concerned about these three things than those other things. I want you to hear this. Here. Because he said, this is the will of God, not what you'll be, this and that. Because those other things will not happen and not successfully take place. Whether you're a pastor, unless you know how to be rejoice, unless you know how to pray, unless you know how to be thankful, those other things will wear you out. But when you can get these three in line, it'll cause joy. It'll cause something to erupt in you. It'll cause you to grow up. Say, grow up. It'll cause you to mature. It'll cause you to move in all the things that God has for you and move out of an immaturity, out of a realm where you're going up and down. As we begin to learn to do these things, it'll change everything. This is the most powerful treasures that you can hold on to when you begin to give thanks. It's so simple. It gets beyond us sometimes. Sometimes it gets beyond us that it's so easy, these things, these principles, because they weren't suggestions. He says that you do it always. It's a command. But it's a choice. Because God will not force you to rejoice. Like I said last week, that man watched that lady dance and he says, my goodness, God, can you give me a dance like that? And God spoke to his heart, I don't give anybody a dance. You give me a dance. You give me worship. I don't force anybody to pay tithe. You give it to me. You bless me with what you have. Come on, I want you to catch this tonight. This is powerful. Because it really will cause you to mature. It will cause you to grow. As we begin to grab hold of these things and see these things for what they really are. Amen? He says, now let's go back to the first part. He says, because I believe God's more concerned about this. We can't do the rest. Because listen, if we don't learn to be thankful, I wrote this down. Thanks qualifies you for what's next. This is why. Come on. This is why I want this church to be so erupting with thankfulness. Because we'll never be qualified for what's next until we're thankful for what we have. That's right. The moment you begin to, oh, we don't have this. Oh, we don't have that. You stop. That's right. You stop. You stop any progress of any growth. Come on, any movement in your life, any change in your life. When you sit in that moment and say, oh, I wish I could, oh, this. Oh, that it stops you. Tell someone it stops you. It stops you. But when you thank God, it qualifies you for what's next. Whew. See, Jesus said, thank you, Father God, for this tiny little bit that we have in our hands. But with you, Father, as we bless it in your name, he multiplied it. I want you to see this key here. This is a key to unlock so many things in our lives. It's thankfulness. It's prayer. Come on, and it's rejoicing. I want you to know that you break the back of depression, of weariness, when you begin to rejoice. Come on, if we begin to learn to rejoice, listen, he says rejoice always. Say always. I'll wait a minute. He does not mean whenever your flight has been canceled. He doesn't mean when that guy passes you, which is okay, but then he gets in front of you and slows down. Randy, he does not mean that. He does not mean whenever you are in the middle of winter and your furnace breaks down. He does not mean rejoice always. I want you to know that it means rejoice always. It means rejoice always. Hallelujah. That we begin to, I know that sometimes you got to take a minute, say take a minute, to kind of navigate through your emotions. But you got to find a way back to rejoicing or you'll never move on with the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll never move any farther until you get back to rejoicing in who he is in your life. Until you get back. Come on, say get back. Nothing will turn for you until we rejoice. Because that's faith. It activates things in our lives. It moves things around for us. Hallelujah. We can't move on our own. because you are coming from a place of faithfulness that, God, it's not about what I see. I'm rejoicing in who you are. I'm rejoicing in what you've done for me. I'm rejoicing in what you say I am. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter on the outside. Say, it doesn't matter. I'm rejoicing in who you are and what I am in you. See, I want you to catch this real quick. This is powerful, because if we don't get this, we don't understand this. The power of rejoicing, the power of prayer, the power of thankfulness. See, because when we rejoice, when you don't, help me tonight. Because there's moments in your lives where you have a bad day. There's been moments where you know that you should be rejoicing. You know you should be worshiping. You know you should be getting in that place to wait upon the Lord to renew your strength. But you are in that place, angry or mad or whatever. You don't know. Listen, I have every right to be angry. Okay, you might. But don't stay there. You got to remember, rejoice, because here's the thing. This is powerful. I catch this. This is why there's so many immature Christians. They do not know how to rejoice always. And their problems continually disrupt them, disturb them, derail them, because sometimes we wait for things to get better before we rejoice. God says, rejoice always. See, because what it does is it builds character within you. Hear me tonight. It builds character. Say character. See, because it causes you to get to that place where your emotions not ruling you. Come on. Your soulless realm is not taking control, but you're being moved by character, that you're saying you're growing. You're growing in this place where that you're becoming stronger, that no matter what it looks like, you rejoice and you know how to do that. Because God wants to release, hallelujah, to the mature ones, those ones that are willing to rejoice no matter what it looks like, rejoice because they know who their daddy is. Hallelujah. They know what he has. They know that he loves them. He knows that he blesses them. He desires to bless them and to care for him. Am I making sense? Hallelujah. Rejoicing is a demonstration of expectation. Rejoicing is a demonstration of expectation. Laughing is a demonstration of expectation. Dancing is a demonstration of expectation. Anybody can dance when everything's going right, but you can dance when everything's looking bad, because you see something they don't see. You're trusting in your heart something more. You're pulling from a joy that's deep within you. Come on, a joy that's deep within you, not based upon what's on the outside. Come on, what's on the outside, but based upon what's on the inside you, Jesus Christ. Come on, amen. We're moved by what's within us. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I am moved by what's in me, not what's in the world. As we be able to, we can do that, we can rejoice. Listen, a pastor said one time that He stood on a piece of ground that was 50 some acres. He drove by it, and God says, I want to give that to you. He pulled in that place. He walked in that place, began to walk around the yard. And he says, God, if it's mine, I'm going to give an offering, and they'll take it. They took the offer. They received it. They said, yep, we'll take that. He got the place, and as he walked around that ground, he says, all those times you were rejoicing and you were laughing, this is what you were laughing about. Something you couldn't see that you're about ready to get. 15 years ago, you were rejoicing and thanking me for it. This is it. Those moments, hallelujah, I want you to know it's significant. Come on, it's significant. Those moments where you feel like, come on, turning in, throwing in the towel, but you instead lift up your hands and begin to wave it unto God and begin to bless His name, begin to thank Him. Something is developing with you. It's called character. Hallelujah. It's a divine character. It is the character of God. Begin to quicken within you. Begin to move you. Hallelujah. Begin to cause you to move. It's called walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Let me get through this real quick. He says, it responds, discipline. It causes discipline when we rejoice. And it causes character within us. Amen? We need to learn to do it. It's a choice, but it's a command. Hallelujah. Psalms 2:22-3. God inhabits the praises of His people. He inhabits. He dwells in the midst of it. I want you to know, do you know what gratitude and thankfulness creates? It causes an atmosphere. It's within you. And it causes good to be drawn to you. Come on, amen. God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. I dwell in the midst of praise. I dwell in the midst of thankfulness and gratitude. Hallelujah. That's what takes place. He says, complaining happens when we are more mindful of our problem. Say, I want you to hear this. When I'm more focused on my problem, I'll begin to complain. But if I'm more focused on God, I'll begin to rejoice. I'll begin to rejoice when I focus on God. Come on, am I right? Come on, when I begin to focus on God, I begin to focus. All right, a couple things here. Number four says, pray without ceasing. I want you to get this. Pray without ceasing. That means don't stop. Keep praying. But prayer and thankfulness, they go together. Because I want you to know something. It is so powerful that these are things that cause your character to be developed in you. It causes your flesh to die out because you set time aside to worship and pray unto God. Something begins to happen within you. Something begins to build up within you. Faith begins to stir in you. Amen. Something begins to develop within you. And He says, pray without ceasing. He says, and be thankful. Why does it say right here? He says, and everything give thanks. He says, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. In James 1:2, check this out. I just want to give this to you. He says, I counter all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that to trying your faith, it worketh. Say, it worketh. It worketh patience. It's working character. It's working patience within me. It's working faith within me. It's working wanting nothing within me. And so as I begin to pray, as I begin to be at that place, this is what happens when you're thankful. We got to bring thankfulness into our prayers. Because thankfulness causes our prayers to be precise in direction. I want you to get this. This is powerful. It causes your prayer life to change. It'll cause your prayer life to get answered. Because sometimes we got to make sure that our thankfulness, our prayers of thankfulness, needs to outweigh our wants. See, because if our wants goes beyond our thankfulness for who He is, then we'll begin to miss what it's really about. Amen? We'll begin to miss the whole purpose of what it's about. We'll begin to miss that. I want you to catch this. So God says that you need to target your prayers with thankfulness. As we begin to focus what it's about. Jesus says, I thank you, Father. Why did Jesus do that? He says, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this prayer that I'm speaking. Thank you, God, Lord, for the answer. Thank you that I hear, that you hear my prayers. Thank you, Father God. See, He was thankful for already knowing that it targeted His prayers. So when we become thankful, we have a thankful heart of gratitude. Whew. God inhabits it. He gets in the midst of your prayer life. Those are targeted prayers as we begin to, Lord, I thank you. Begin to let it be open with thankfulness. Begin to open your heart with thankfulness, not just once. Sometimes I begin to open with just thankfulness and I forget all about the once. He says that you lack nothing. Amen? He says that you lack nothing. That we begin to learn that. The two are together. Philippians 4. Let me read this. Just a couple scriptures, all right? You have your communion with you? I want you to get ready. Philippians 4:4. Here we go. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Come on, I want you to know that everything we need is within us. It's at hand. We need to be at a place where that others around us, hallelujah, understand this. We need to be grow to a point with it within our lives. We need to have a heart of rejoicing that others see that within us. They see a heart of gratitude, or thankfulness and gratitude. You know, you draw other people. You begin to be grumpy. You begin to be at that place where you feel like everything. What is that attracting? But I want you to know, when you rejoice and when you're at that place, you attract, the Lord inhabits that place. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, say everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, say with thanksgiving. See what I mean? With thanksgiving, let your request be known. I'm going to say it again. I want you to catch this. Let your prayer request be known unto God with thanksgiving. He says, and the peace of God. See, when you bring it with thanksgiving, the peace of God will pass your understanding, hallelujah, and shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. As we begin to thank God, as we begin to thank Him in the midst of our prayers, something will happen. He'll get beyond your understanding. As we begin to rejoice, as we begin to pray, as we begin to give thanks, He'll get beyond your understanding. There's things that you go on in your life. But as we begin to rejoice, as we begin to pray, as we begin to give thanks, hallelujah, He'll pass up your understanding. How many times do you need God to get beyond your understanding? I need God to get beyond my understanding. I need God to get beyond what I see in the natural realm and get in. I need to get in the Spirit and see what God sees. Hallelujah. Listen, thankfulness keeps your prayers on target. Keeps it about Him. Keeps it about Him. Check this out. Luke 17, last couple scriptures. Luke 17. It says, and Jesus answering said, were there not ten? You remember this story? Were there not ten? But where are the nine? These are where Jesus, He prayed for the ones with lepers. There was ten. And Jesus prayed for them. He spoke to those ones. He prayed that they would be healed. Listen, here's what happened. And He says, and we're not them, but where is the nine? But one came back. Say one. I want you to catch something to know that Jesus was paying attention who came back. I want you to get this and know that God's looking for the thankful. God's looking for the thankful. Hallelujah. He's looking for those that are thankful for who He is. They're looking for those that are thankful about what He did. That move in faith that because of what He did. And check this out. He says, and there are not found. He says, they returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And He arose and said unto him, arise and go thy way. Your faith, say your faith, has made you whole. Your faith. I want you to know that He just didn't get a blessing for His present circumstance. But this guy was made whole. See, God wants to do something from the inside out. Not just from your present circumstances. Those are nice. But God wants to develop within you, out of thankfulness, something from the inside out. Hallelujah. A heart of gratitude that He desires to inhabit. Psalms 50. Psalms 50, verse 23. It says, whoso offereth praise glorifies me. Who's going to offer praise? Who's going to offer praise? He said, glorify me. And to him that orders his conversations aright, that's who I will show the salvation to God. I will show the salvation daily. His benefits are new every day. But those that make their conversations right, if you line up, hallelujah, with what God's saying, as you begin to let your hearts be overwhelmed with thankfulness about what He's done and who He is, I want you to know that when we begin to get a revelation of what He did for us, it'll bring a heart of revelation of rejoicing. When we realize what He did, there's moments that, man, when I just get a picture of what He did for me, when I just concentrate about what He did and how He set me free, how He loosed me, how He desires to bless me, something within me rises up to want to rejoice. That my conversation becomes ordered right unto God. And God says, I'll bring salvation to those that order their conversations, not grumbling and complaining, but order their conversations right. I'm going to get on it. And I'm going to bless it. Hallelujah. I'm going to inhabit those praises, those conversations that are right. And it will not return to me void. Do you have your communion? Does anybody need a communion cup? Does everybody have them? Get them ready. Would you all stand with me? I really don't have enough time to teach all this, but I really wanted you to catch this. Look at that yourself and let this go over that. I could grow so far just in that scripture right there. But Jesus did this. I want you to hear this real quick. There's a powerful demonstration. Jesus took the bread. He broke the bread. He blessed the bread. He broke the bread. And He gave the bread. That is the most powerful demonstration of maturity. It's a demonstration of multiplication. So I want you to hear this. Jesus was taken from heaven. He gave Himself, offered Himself to the Father. And the Father took Him and gave Him to us. He blessed Him. This is my Son who I'm well pleased. He broke Him on the cross. And He gave Him for the world. I want you to understand something. Jesus gave a demonstration of the kingdom of God, what it was. And about how to multiply the image and likeness of God in the earth. And this is how you do that. Any other way, you can't do it. But it's if you offer yourself, God will take it. He'll take what you give Him. And He'll bless you. God always blesses us before a breaking. But we got to be willing to be broken off things that are in the past that have rooted deep within us. We got to be willing to break off unrejoicing, unthankfulness. We got to be willing to let those things be broken. Say broken. Broken off of us. So that we can be given. That God Almighty, His image and likeness could flow through me as a servant unto Him. Jesus declared this. He says, I received the Lord. He says, and that the Lord Jesus, the same night, say same night, in which He was betrayed. When He was betrayed. He gave Himself. This isn't what the world does, but this is what maturity in the kingdom of God does. This is what it really looks like to be a child of the Son of God. Is that even though you might be betrayed, you rejoice. Because something is working greater for you than you might not see. I want you to know that Jesus gave Himself, sacrificed Himself, that what everybody else couldn't see, that He was going to go to the cross, what nobody else could see, He believed and knew what the Father was going to do, was greater than what the world was going to do to Him. And He gave Himself, even though He was going to be betrayed, He gave Himself for Judas who betrayed Him. He gave Himself for that. He didn't retaliate. He didn't get mad. Sometimes we want to get mad. We want to get angry. But God says rejoice. God says rejoice. Rejoice always, no matter what they say, because it'll develop character within you. It'll cause you to grow up. It'll cause you to become greater and move on. Because when they talk bad about you, hallelujah, don't worry about what they're saying. I want you to hear what God's saying about you. So Jesus said this. He says, and when He had given thanks, He gave thanks when they talked bad about Him, when they rejected Him, He gave thanks. And He says, He broke it. And He said, take this. This is my body in which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also, He took the cup. And when he had stopped saying this, this cup is a new testament, a new covenant in my blood. Say, my blood. This do ye as oft as drink in remembrance of me. Take it. I want you to know that not only I want you to know as you take that right there, I want you to receive the healing that it brings. Say it brings healing. It brings healing as we receive it. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you have brought unto us. Lord, I pray as we go into this new year, that we end this year with thankfulness. That we can start up the new year with a greater anticipation, a greater thankfulness for what you're doing, for who you are within our lives. God, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for what you've given, God. I thank you for what you brought to us through your body and through your blood and what it means to us. Lord, I pray right now for a greater revelation of the understanding of what that means in our lives like never before. I declare it in the lives. I pray to God, Lord, that an understanding begins to open our eyes, that we see you, hallelujah, for who you are and what you bring into our lives and what you desire to do within us, hallelujah. As a body, hallelujah, as individuals, God, as a city, God, that we stand on it and we give thanks. Through it all, always rejoicing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Hallelujah. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you Saturday night. Wait.